All right, that was For the People by Mark Varner, a previous guest. And you are listening to Indie Media On Air. I'm Chris Burnett, and this is KPFK 90.7 FM, and in Santa Barbara at 98.7 FM, and on the web at kpfk.org. So our next segment today will focus on the local community-based internet radio station and collective, Kill Radio, as in killradio.org. Kill Radio has been broadcasting since November 1st of 2000 and is probably one of the longest-running internet radio stations that is run as a community-based collective for almost 7 years. The collective has bi-monthly meetings to operate the station. Its membership has been as high as 50 at one point, I believe. Member shows cover a range of musical genres, politics, local activism, art, and in many ways seeing radio itself as an art form. Collective members run the station without institutionalized management positions, but instead use the language of consensus and participatory democracy. To discuss some of the ins and outs of the station, I have invited the entire collective to join us here today, but as with most people, they tend to be working at this time, so I found the ones who managed to run away from their jobs and at the most advantageous moments, or at least those that had the day off, and we expect a few to participate over the phone today. So I'd like to welcome into the studio Hassan and John from Kill Radio. What's going on? How are you guys doing?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yay, Chris. Thanks to you and KPFK for having us on.
Yeah. So either of you just jump in and let's talk about what's happening at the station, what's been going on, and give listeners an overview.
There's quite a bit happening right now at Kill Radio, actually. As you said, we've been going for 7 years now. And right now at the moment, we're kind of in a stage where we're putting together some new programs and trying to go expand our listenership and try to reach some new people.
And go for it.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, as always, you'll find a eclectic mix of stuff at Kill Radio, like you'll hear nowhere else. We actually now have Tony Valdez, who was at KJLH back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And he's doing his show, TV and stereo. He's playing R&B, and that's just one of the shows we have there now.
We have music-wise, we have shows that pretty much reach all genres of music. I can't think of a single one, actually, that isn't represented at Kill Radio. You can tune in anytime and get it. But we also have, besides music shows, which, of course, are very important on the radio, we, of course, have news shows, which, Hassan, you're a major part of the news system there at Kill Radio.
Yes. I'm only doing the news maybe once a month now, and my background isn't news, but from being at Kill Radio, I've learned a lot. I meant to bring in an interview I did with Ron Kovac. Ron's a great guy. Cornel West, I did an interview with him that I wouldn't have got if it wasn't for Kill Radio. And that's just two of the many that I did.
And in addition to the news shows and the music shows, we also have comedy shows. We have variety shows. We have a new show that just started this month, actually, that's a women's sports show. It's very interesting. So we have a lot of stuff going on there.
I was going to say, and let's not forget the people who do that, who I think...
right, comedy, yeah.
We have to be the luckiest internet station in the world to have these guys.
I've been with Kill Radio for about 5 years. I've done a variety of shows from news to politics to comedy. And so, I mean, it's really interesting to have a station that you can go to and know that you can reach out and do different types of shows. You're not just stuck to, say, a format of your typical radio station. You're not just doing news, or you're not just doing music. You can go there and start out in one thing and really explore that. And then if you find another interest, you can just, mm-hmm. Take it to people and let people listen in.
Now, based on our previous half-hour discussion, we were talking about the status of internet radio and sort of the attack on it. Now, what is happening at Kill Radio in terms of this discussion, and where do you see yourselves falling within that sort of battle to save internet radio?
Well, it's a very interesting question, because we, as a small micro station, and we're primarily internet. Well, we are entirely internet. We're on the one hand kind of hoping we'll fall under the radar.
Not after this show.
I know, not after this show, not after this show. We're hoping we'll kind of follow under the radar of this big music royalties conspiracy that's going on. But we know that we're going to have to deal with it at some point. And so we've been having some very honest and frank discussions about it lately, actually. A lot of people are very concerned about this. As your previous guest stated, there is a very definite possibility that if this new royalties plan stays in effect, it could shut down a lot of the small stations, the stations that give you an alternative to What seems to be the same on every other
clear
station.
Channel.
Yeah, clear channel. That's right.
And Chris, could I also say that, I mean, being an artist myself, I mean, I can see how artists would want to get paid, but I mean, the airwaves are free. The airwaves are free. And plus, at Kill Radio, like, we have one group, we have one a show called Politrics. And these guys are, they're guys from the neighborhood, they're kids from the neighborhood. They're bringing some of the most, I didn't know there was that many talented people in that area near the radio station. And, I mean, these are people who would never have been discovered if it wasn't for Kill Radio.
Now, the airwaves are supposed to be free. However, the internet is kind of a loophole for people, and I think they're really taking advantage of that, and they're trying to capitalize on something that up until now has been free. And we've seen this trend happen before with things on the internet. I mean, there was a push for a while in Congress to try to charge a tax on email, which was ridiculous. And so it's every nook and cranny they can dig out of the internet, they want to try to dig.
I want to focus a little bit, too, on the sort of community aspects of Kill Radio. Kill Radio has been involved in a lot of the local struggles, including South Central Farmers. People have gone down there and covered it. There's been, Hassan, I know you've had a lot of local artists on your show, and not to mention the benefits, not just for the station, but to support other groups. Maybe talk a little bit about that and some examples.
Well, let's see. I know when the station first started, we were going out and we were going to a lot of the marches, and we were getting a lot of live audio. One of our DJs, who goes by the name of Chicken Leather, he's actually doing a lot of that for me now because I have an 8-to-5 I have to go to. But I'm working with a group right now called B Movies, and we're shooting little TV shows in the Kill Radio studios. We did one on the whole I Miss debacle last week. And I'm actually, there's a woman who teaches women's studies at Cal State Long Beach, Char Tarrant, and she has two books out, and she came on my news show last month, and she'll be on again next month. And that's some of the things we're doing that are community-minded.
One of the interesting things about Kill Radio is that you'll see our DJs out there not only covering events but participating in them as well as actually marching in marches while they cover something or, just there to show support.
And listeners should know, I mean, they can go to killradio.org and look under the info section or about us section, and there's a whole document that has the mission statement of the station. It explains its sort of social justice mission and its guidelines for joining the station. Basically, anybody can come in and participate and join and go through a few hurdles, meetings, et cetera, and trainings, and you can become a DJ. So that should also be put out there for people who are interested.
And in a nutshell, our mission is to proliferate an alternative to corporate media and to give people a chance to listen to something a little bit different and also to represent disenfranchised people who may not get a voice in the currently corporate-controlled media. So if you're interested in that, then Kill Radio is the right place for you.
And Chris, could I also say that we get no commercial backing. We have a lot of fundraisers. All of our DJs, we all pitch in to help pay the rent. And John, maybe you can talk about some of the fundraisers that we have coming up that we would love for the listeners to come to and support.
Certainly, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of the main way that we separate ourselves from money coming in controlling our content is that we provide our own money. The entire station is paid for by the members of Kill Radio. And we do get donations, but they are, donations just from regular people out there who want to see Kill Radio thrive. We don't have any corporate donations currently. And if we were to receive business donations, that would be fine, but there's absolutely no strings attached. So we have a complete separation between ourselves and our funding, which I think is fabulous.
And to the angels that have helped us in the future,
yes.
we really thank you.
Yeah. Fundraisers. We've been doing a lot of musical fundraisers lately. And we have a regular fundraiser at the end of the month at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. And this month we have a large fundraiser coming up at Mr. T's Bowl. If you live in the Los Angeles area, Mr. T's Bowl is in Highland Park on May 23rd at about 8 p.m. We'll be starting. We have four really good bands lined up. So if you'd like to come out to that, it's a $5 donation. And all of that money will be going to support and promote independent media.
Now, we just got a call in from the station, actually, from Kill Radio.
Excellent.
And we have a couple DJs who we're going to try to get on and talk about Kill Radio from the actual studio. So let's see if we can get John Hirschfield and Mark Caldwell on the phone. You guys with us?
Yes, we are. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org on KPFK.
And, well, why don't you give us a sense of what's going on in the studio? And, you know, if you've heard the last part of the discussion, you know, add your thoughts into this sort of community vibe that is going on down there and what kind of work you guys are involved in. No, it's probably, if you can talk directly into the phone, we can't really hear you very well, so that would be great.
Well, if I can speak briefly just on Mark on my behalf, we're currently right now live on the air doing a show called Hear Here. And what we do at killradio.org is anybody who sends us music, either through MP3 or by sending a CD to the studio, we give them airplay, no questions asked. And we've been doing it for about a year now and received hundreds upon hundreds of submissions, both through MP3 and CD, and the artists really appreciate this because there's no sort of payola involved or trickery. If they send us music, we can play it, and we've been able to discover so many great independent artists from all over the world, but especially from Los Angeles and the LA area. So the great benefit of all that is we've also been able to draw from those bands events that we can use as Kill Radio fundraisers. I heard John Daly talking about the monthly that we do at Lost Souls. That's an extension of this show, Here, that we're doing live right now. And we basically just pick out 5, 6, 7 bands that have come to us through submissions and say, hey, you guys want to perform at this cool cafe downtown? And they jump at the opportunity, and we make a little bit of money for the station, which allows us to upkeep the equipment and things like that. I'm going to pass the phone over to Mark so he can comment on that as well.
Okay.
No,
Mark, let's hit your thoughts.
That, what's been great about this show is, and it kind of brings up the sad thing, is about how our culture has been just so hijacked by capitalism, where there's such limited real estate out there for any band to get any sort of play out there. And you would think with all the bands that submit from all over the world, we'd get a lot of schlocky stuff. We'd get a lot of, you know, subpar stuff. But overall, you know, it seems like about 80% of the music that we get is really good and really does deserve to be, you know, on, I guess, if you're going to look at this broadcast model, on the air radio. So what's been great is doing this show, we've been getting bands out there, and then now doing the live events that in turn are fundraisers, you know, we get to show these bands off. So like the one that's coming up on the 20th at Lost Souls Cafe downtown, it's a real diverse group of artists that are really talented. And so I like that, how, you know, John and I have kind of just one small little thing have been, you know, really part of this music community, not just, of course, Los Angeles being because of the business, but just for giving people around the world an opportunity to be heard.
And, you know, I think it's important to point out to people that, I mean, the spirit of what everybody's talking about is this exchange of information, this exchange of art and creativity, and more, and having the platform to do it. I mean, what is being proposed that might go down could shut down internet radio. I mean, Kill Radio has a sort of, it definitely has a social justice mission. It has an artistic vision, and what's wonderful about it is, and I should note this as well, is that Kill Radio is sort of an offshoot of the first indie media, Los Angeles independent media activities during the Democratic National Convention in 2000. So it definitely has that spirit. Hassan, did you have a question or comment?
Oh, no, I did want to say that, like, these guys that you hear on the phone right now, here, these guys actually gave Kill Radio we were, like, kind of going down for the count, and when these two DJs who are on the phone right now, when they came on, they actually brought Kill Radio back to life. This project where they're doing, where they're bringing in all these, where anybody can send in stuff, and they're putting it on the air, that's actually giving Kill Radio a second life. And the collective, we really want to thank John and Mark, because they really helped the station with what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know who this Hassan character is, but he sounds wonderful. Hassan is, and it's quite an honor, actually, because there's a handful of people who've been with Kill Radio since the beginning who've never given up on the idea, and Hassan is definitely one of them, and that's been an inspiration for us. I mean, I've only been with this organization for a year and a half, and I'm still learning about how things are done and what's necessary if we want to change things, like how we can progress. So, because we're always walking that fine line at Kill Radio where it is to our advantage to stay in some sense underground, because that gives us that independent legitimacy that keeps us free from corporate influence. And at the same time, we want people to know that we're there. We want people to listen to us and come to our shows and get involved in their communities, and maybe we could be an inspiration for them.
I think one of the important things to consider when you're looking at a show like John and Mark's, and also my own show and many of the other entertainment-based shows on Kill Radio, is that it's entertainment, but it's also sneaking in the political aspect as well. And you have here an opportunity to make something that's entertaining enough to draw people, an audience, away from corporate media and towards Kill Radio, and then they can get the benefit of all the other great things that we have at Kill Radio, too. So it's like entertainment plus we have going on there. And you can, of course, within those shows, you can sneak in some information and subversive material, I guess you could say. But at the same time, you want to build an audience for the station as a whole, and a show like Here Here does that.
And I want to get back to some more of the community-based issues. Kill Radio has an open-door policy, and you have regular meetings, and I want to announce the meetings. When is the next meeting, by the way?
The next meeting is going to be, we have meetings every month on the 1st and 15th at 8 p.m. So the next meeting is going to be on the 1st.
Just tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow at 8 p.m. And if you go to killradio.org, I don't think we want to announce the location on the air, do we? But you can go to killradio.org, and there are multiple email addresses there where you can find out information about the meeting and talk to people at Kill Radio and find out about Kill Radio and how to join and how to attend a meeting.
And Chris, what we do, as you know, we have you have to attend three meetings. You have to attend three meetings. You do a tech training, you do a consensus training, and this is more or less for the future DJs, a personal thing, and the collective, because they might not want to be a part of it. You know, they might come and see that they might not want to be a part of it.
That's right, and that process of joining is actually very important, because during the consensus training, you actually learn our political process, right, and you learn what Kill Radio is about.
We have a caller who has a question, and I think we'll go ahead and take that caller. AJ, you have a question for our guest today. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm kind of curious about the consensus process, how that's working, but my question is, does the radio station broadcast every day, 365 days a year? And then if you do, how many days a week do you provide a news program, a news source for your listeners?
I can answer those questions, actually, for you. We do broadcast...
This is John.
This is John Daly from Standing Room Only on Kill Radio. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a constant, nonstop broadcast at Kill Radio. For the most part, we have live programming throughout the day and evening. Overnight, sometimes we have live programming as well. And on those few days when we don't have live programming overnight, we have, of course, replays of some of our popular shows. As for your other question about the consensus process, I think the consensus process is working for us very well, actually. It gives people an opportunity to feel, it gives every member of the group an opportunity to feel that they get a chance to be heard and that what they have to say is important. And I think that's something that is lacking in other political systems.
It's effective as far as decision making, and then also, can you answer as far as a news program? How many days a week do you?
Yeah,
do that?
Absolutely. We do have news programs on weekdays, 5 days a week, and
from 6 to 7. Is that right?
Yeah, from 6 to 7 p.m. And one of our newest programs is that sports and news show on Mondays. That's a little bit different. And Tuesday through Friday, we have how would you describe them, Hassan? Your typical radio news show with a Kill Radio flair, so independent news.
Well, as being the person who works with the news committee, we like these guys said, we do the news every weekday from 6 to 7, and doing the news at Kill Radio is a good way to get into the collective. It's the 1 hour where you don't have to pay, you get to learn the board, and we have, I think, two days open now. We have two.
But by not paying, Hassan means that we, as members of the collective, we all contribute money to keep the station running.
Exactly.
If you're doing a news show and the news show is your only show, then you're actually not expected to contribute money. Just doing the news show is enough. Now, you asked another question. Did I think that the consensus process was an effective political process? I think it is. And, you know, the thing that you have to deal with and the thing you have to keep in mind when you're working with a consensus process is that it takes time and it takes patience. And you have to be patient enough to be able to sit there and listen to what everybody has to say. And once you get past that hurdle, I think it's a very effective way of making decisions, because in the end, nobody feels left out. Nobody feels like they weren't heard, and nobody feels like their opinion is less than important.
If I could just jump in there real quick, speaking of...
Who is this?
This is John Hirschfield and Mark Caldwell from okay. here. Just speaking of being live 24-7, we're actually live now on Kill Radio, so we're gonna say goodbye and close down our show for today.
Bye, John.
But we just wanted to thank everyone for being there, and thank you, Chris, for having us on, and we really have a profound respect for KPFK. So.
All right, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. So, go ahead.
Oh, do we have time to hear a clip from my show?
Oh, we've got about 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah.
Can I set it up quickly?
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and play a clip. Hassan?
I just wanted to plug my show. I do a jazz show every Monday night at midnight called Straight Ahead. And tell everybody, if you want to donate, go to our website, to our homepage, and scroll down on the left side. You'll see a donate button. Hit that button.
Don't be afraid of it.
And I must say real quick, I actually joined Hassan one time on show with Mike Watt. And was one of the most memorable times I've had at Kill Radio on your show, Hassan.
Well, that was a great night.
Yeah,
man.
That was great.
Two bass players.
My show is called Standing Room Only. It's on Fridays from 8 to 9 p.m. on killradio.org. And it's really a showcase for local bands. I try to find local bands that I think are interesting and really good and have not necessarily made it, I guess you could say, to the big time yet, but deserve to. And I give them an hour, a full hour, to play songs live and talk to me on the air. And we just try to have fun with it. And like I said before, it's kind of entertainment. In the sense that we want to create a show that's interesting enough to bring people into Kill Radio and then expose them to an alternate form of media. So that's what we have right now, is a clip from the show. It's the second half of a song that was played by the Randys on my show in January. And then we talk a little bit, and we just try to have fun in the studio and make things interesting.
An empty space in your pillow. And if my dreams are more racy, then I drive in a fat muscle car. When the bad boys are, but I don't want that. I just wanna walk down the same old block Hyperion. She won't look the same without you. Now you're gone, and I'm getting lost just walking down the Hyperion. The street won't look the same without you. Now you're gone, and I'm getting lost just walking down the
Jazz lyrics there.
Right. Hey, we actually have a caller who called in.
I love when we're standing up without straps on.
That's right, yeah.
And I hate it when I forget my strap on.
I wish there was room for all of you to stand on the floor, too. I'm sorry we had to hang one of you guys from the ceiling. But, you know, I mean, it's show business, right? I mean, you got to be used to it. We have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can put him on here, because I think he wants to talk to you guys. Let's see.
Awesome, gentleman caller.
We'll give it. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah,
how are you the Randys doing?
Yeah, did you want to talk to the Randys? What's your name?
My name is Bubba.
I don't believe you, but
whatever.
What did you want to say to the Randys?
I like Bubba.
Hello, they sound good in country, I like it. Nice.
Awesome.
Bubba, are you really good in country yourself, or good in crunchy? What was that you said?
Like crunchy, a piece of cornbread. No.
Crunch is good in cereal,
right?
Not
right.
In music.
Okay.
Oh, so you're a critic.
Oh.
A critic? No, thank you.
John, that's your show.
That's my show. We try to have fun in the studio and just make it interesting.
All right, so we've got to wrap up today's show, and I'd like to give you guys an opportunity to say whatever you need to say, get people to come out to Kill Radio.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate you having us on the show. It's been great, actually. Thank you very much, and particularly for actually playing a clip of my show. I appreciate that. That's fantastic. Kill Radio is really dedicated to providing an alternate form of media, and if you're tired of listening to the same old thing on the rest of the corporate-controlled media stations, whether it be radio or any other media outlet, then give us a shot and go over to killradio.org. And tune in and listen to us online. You can also find out more information about my show at Standing Room Only Radio on MySpace.com.
And Chris, I just want to say something real quick. It amazes me some of the stuff that I'll hear on Kill Radio at 3 in the morning. I just got DSL, and I'm not exaggerating. You will hear stuff on Kill Radio that you will hear nowhere else. Nowhere else. And again, everybody push that donate button to give money to Kill Radio.
And your Hassan show's at Monday at midnight.
Midnight.
All right. Thank you very much, you guys, for joining us today. And I want to thank our previous guests, Fred and Mark. And go to SaveNetRadio.org. This is Indie Media On Air, and we're out.
I'm up with that name Randy's.
Oh, weren't you listening to the first half of the show? We're horny.
Well, okay.
It's too bad you're not here, Bubba. It really is, because you're missing out.
Music. We already had a little mess on the floor.
Yeah, hey, what? Speak up.
You missed the beergasm.
You've been listening to Indie Media On Air on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. KPFK needs volunteers for tomorrow's May 1st boycott march and rally. To join, contact us at 818-985-2711, extension 513, or you can email Tony at volunteer@kpfk.org. Voices from the Frontlines coming up next, right after news headlines.
Hello, I'm Don Bastani, host of Middle East in Focus. America is up to its armpits in Middle East history. In 1953, we knocked out Iran's democracy and put in the Shah, whose oppressive rule paved the way for Iran's becoming a theocracy. We've been supporting the Saudi kings of Arabia, which appears to have been the birthplace of Al-Qaeda, and where a woman cannot show an ankle in public or drive a car. In 1983, during Lebanon's civil war, an American battleship shelled Muslim villages on the outskirts of Beirut, and we were indignant a month later when a Lebanese militia retaliated with a truck bomb that killed 241 of our troops. We've been supporting Egyptian dictators ever since the not-too-popular King Farouk was driven out. And if it weren't for the U.S., it isn't likely that Israel would have lasted this long. The Middle East is largely about American foreign policy. Hear about it, talk about it, on Middle East in Focus every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Bring down the price of oil. Oil would fall. But that would bring down the House of Saud. And that would bring down the House of Bush.
The Democrats won't even step up to the plate to say, we'll impeach him for this overtly illegal behavior.
Tune in live across the globe, kpfk.org.
kpfk.org.
How can you have a war on terrorism? War is terrorism.
We go out to the community. We want to continue to do this kind of work.
In the United States, we rarely get to hear these voices. We need to amplify them.
That's kpfk.org. Tune in live worldwide.
We must be prepared to match actions with words by seeking out every creative method of protest possible.